The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Okay, so I guess this is how I remember the lyrics for Rocket Man.
Sure.
I'm a rocket man, born in N-O-N-O, ban I don't know. Rocket man, when is it from the brand is a frown?
And at what point do your lyrics differ from the actual lyrics?
So I looked it up because I was like so curious.
Sure.
How
sure.
do my lyrics differ from the actual lyrics? There is no song Rocket Man. I made it up.
Give that one more Google.
Hold on real quick. Oh, okay. So it's Elton John.
What were you putting? Were you putting in Smelton Ron?
I was just putting in my name. I was Googling Rocket Man with my name. So yeah, so this is an Elton John song. And that's, and, okay. Yeah, there are real lyrics to this song. And they are real different.
Is there a parody of Rocket Man? Please Google this legit. Please honestly Google this. Is there a parody of Rocket Man that's called Pocket Mon, which is a Pokemon parody?
So I Googled Hot Pocket Man, Rocket Man parody.
Hot Rocket Man.
And the first thing that comes up is a YouTube video from May 27th, 2020. Man says he broke into bank to cook Hot Pocket. So yes, I guess that is something.
That sounds like something.
I'm a hot pocket man, burning off the roof of my damn mouth. Hot pocket man, cooking in a little packet pouch.
You want to hear mine?
Sure, yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
I don't need to do this.
Sure.
Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, you guys said, JPC, do you have something to start the episode?
No, and what you did great.
And what I said was, no. And that's what we got. We got what we got. We asked what we asked.
Pocket, rocket, trocket, socket, locket. I'm a locket man, keeping photos of my loved ones close.
If you're a princess, I'm a frog kiss woman, kissing frogs and turning into prince.
I'm a socket glade, making your room smell like lavender.
That's amazing. There are so many smells that have less than...
I'm a pocket
less than three syllables and you picked lavender.
I'm a pocket cam recording everything at this party I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Docket.
Sprocket.
I'm a sprocket hat.
Walk tits.
Mock it. I'm a mock it man making fun of everyone today. I'm mocking things. Well, okay. We definitely did good work here today.
I think we've exhausted all of the possible Rocket Man parodies.
I'm a Hocket Man.
That's it.
Kind of garbage, like a garage sale.
Comment below what parody we missed.
Honestly, comment above, comment to the sides. You figure out where you want to comment it and you shout it to us.
I mean, I guess it's going to be like, I'm a Focket Man. I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Greg.
Well, welcome everybody to a Friday, which is Patreon Day. Everyone say hooray.
Hooray.
My lips are itchy because it turns out I'm still allergic to coconuts. Let's get into it. So this is part two in our 50-part series of Welcome to a State. So last month or 2 months ago, what day is it?
Hold
what
on.
Year is it?
Dead stop.
2 months ago, we did an episode.
Last week, or maybe last month, a few months ago.
2 months ago, we did a Welcome to Florida episode where we read funny Florida news stories and did some improv based on that. I asked people to comment on
previously
what state-
on. I'm sorry, I might be on a delay.
I have a start to an episode. I think I might be on a delay. So I asked what state we wanted to do next, and someone commented, Tevin commented Rhode
Tevin's
Island.
Tevin's not a fucking state. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Tevin's in twosies.
Tevin commented Rhode Island, and I laughed out loud at the mere suggestion that Rhode Island would be the second state we did.
Honestly, I laugh out loud at the mere suggestion that Rhode Island is a state.
100%. Exactly. So that's why, welcome to part two, Rhode Island. Oh, no is correct, sir. Some fun facts about Rhode Island. Feel free to have an opinion on any of this.
Okay,
the capital is Providence. The nickname is the Ocean State. Providence. The bird is the Rhode Island Red. Highest elevation is 812 feet. Not sure why that's important.
So sorry, Aaron, you said the bird is the Rhode Island Red?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a thing.
In
Rhode Island, they don't know the names of any birds, and they're embarrassed. So they're trying to pull the wool over
all of our eyes. It's actually an apple. It's like an apple from a tree. They're like, yeah, that's a bird, right?
Yeah, and our plant is the Rhode Island ivy. And
ask a person from Rhode Island if they're smart, they're like, well, I'm pretty Rhode Island red.
I'm a Rhode scholar.
100%. Their flower is violet. Their song is Rhode Island, It's For Me. And that sounds a little bit like this.
Pocket man.
Exactly. It's five counties, and the drink, which is, I don't even know where to begin with this, is coffee milk. Their drink is coffee milk.
Is
so
that
that's Rhode
coffee
Island.
With milk in it?
I guess so. So,
here's what pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Rhode Island is seemingly trying to, because nobody's looking into these details like you just did, Aaron. No one's Googling or going to the Wikipedia site for Rhode Island. They're trying to pass off coffee as their special beverage.
I think it's like milk with a little bit of coffee in it that they package in like a bottle. It's brutal. Anyhoodle, I know Rhode Island as the state that is constantly under the foot of Massachusetts. I see it as a joke that I would have to drive through often. Many jokes about Rhode Island are like, it takes you any trip longer than 20 minutes is considered a road trip because everything's so close. It's a tiny, tiny state.
I do want to take a moment just to, for our listeners in Rhode Island, I just want to apologize. Kyle, you're cool. Keep doing you.
And end of list. There's about 14 people on Rhode Island. Only one listens.
Coffee milk is a drink made by mixing coffee syrup or coffee extract and milk together in a manner similar to chocolate milk. It is the official state drink in Rhode Island. Is everyone in Rhode Island depressed?
Yes. I will say some positive things about Rhode Island. Some of it is very pretty. If you're rich and on the coast, it's very beautiful. Also, I've gotten the privilege or the pain of visiting every Ivy League school, and that is easily the coolest one is Brown, and that is in Rhode Island. It has great vibes. Let's get into some either strange Rhode Island laws or news stories.
Let's go around
my eye.
We're each going to name our Ivy League school. I will be Princeton. I'll be Stanford. Harvard.
I'll be Dartmouth.
Choose?
I'll be Yale.
What did you choose, Rhode Island?
Were you going to make me the guy who says...
I mean, you didn't jump in earlier, so yeah.
Coffee milk sounds like the type of thing that like...
I think you're on a delay.
A child would invent... He's like, I made you coffee milk, Daddy. And he's like, oh, great. You ruined two drinks, Jeff. Like,
I made you sugar butter. I dumped the butter in sugar.
Coffee milk is like, I made a potion. It's like, no, you didn't. You fucked up. You fucked up and you've made the mess in the kitchen. Coffee milk is like, if you're too poor for coffee or milk, you're like, we drink coffee milk. But yeah, Rhode Island, aren't people in Rhode Island rich? Don't they live in their little mansions on the waterfront?
I mean, it has the name Island in it, so I have to assume they're living island style. They're on island time.
Rhode Island's on island time.
Which is the exact same as everyone else's time, but Rhode Island just yearns to be unique.
If you're drinking coffee milk every day, you're on shitting your brains out time. That's the time of the day that you are on.
And with that, let's get into it. Our first little tidbit about Rhode Island. Throwing pickle juice on a trolley is an offense in Rhode Island.
Oh, boy, what to do with that?
It's illegal.
Is that not illegal in other places, though? I mean, is that a specific problem to Rhode
it's
Island?
It's illegal not to in Tennessee.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing about throwing is it's throwing pickle juice on a trolley is illegal in Rhode Island, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Rhode Island's what? 45 people, 50 people, 60 people on a good day? If it's the summer, there are visitors.
Yeah, Rhode Island has 60 people on a good day. Oh, so, it's like a guy describing his height. This I'm 5'11 on a good day. You are 5'8.
I am 5'9 dripping wet.
Ew.
So this is obviously for like one guy who has, it's okay. Well, now I want to see a scene. So Adel, you're going to be playing, we'll just call you Rhode Island Jeff. We have a trolley that brings all 40 of us to work every day, and there's a trolley driver. You get on this trolley every day with a full thermos of pickle juice, and you have the shakiest hands of all time. And everyone, we're all going to be playing people on the trolley who are fucking absolutely sick of you.
Yeah, just, you know, excited to get to work and punch in and then eventually punch out.
Oh, God, what? It's this
Jeff,
guy.
I'm not, what? Jeff, I'm not letting you on the trolley today.
Please,
unless you tell me, is that coffee in that thermos?
Please, once again, first and foremost, please call me Ridge or Rhode Island Jeff. That is my fun little nickname. There's Jeffs all over the world. There's only one Rhode Island Jeff.
There's only one Jeff in Rhode Island.
Mikey, don't let jizz on the trolley. He always puts stuff in his coffee mug that isn't coffee.
Believe me, I'm not. Jizz, you can have two drinks on this trolley. Coffee and coffee milk.
Coffee milk.
Well, funny you should say that. Let me just squeeze, 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 squeeze. Open this up. And we have nature's milk, which is pickle juice.
Jeff, you just sloshed pickle juice all over the front of the bus. It already stinks, okay? Put the cap on and go to your seat.
I want my money back. Yeah, you keep letting people with different liquids on their stroller. I want my money back. We all do. Let's get our money back.
Oh, hold on.
Four voice Deborah's pissed.
We're four women named Deborah, stupid. Here we go.
Hold on, 4VD. First of all, no one's getting their money back because I don't think we have taxes here. I think that we're just a skip-over state because it's not worth the effort to collect it. So we don't have to worry about that. Second of all, Jeff is just going to go to his seat. Jizz.
Rhode Island, Jeff.
Riz, go to your seat. Keep the fucking lid on that coffee, okay? Just there's an open spot next to Scott.
Oh, no. Man. Come on.
Scott, I'm sorry.
I have a big presentation today at work, and they said, whatever you do, don't smell something like something weird during your presentation.
Can I see your presentation? Can you unscroll it from that tube?
Okay, don't mind if I do. This is the only copy, though.
That's just disastrous. Oh, okay.
You pissed on it. You peed all over it. And you said, oops, like it was a mistake. Oh, and then you poured your pickle juice on it. What is this?
To be fair, anytime I pee or poop, I say, oops. It's something that was ingrained in me as a child and continues to happen to this day.
Mikey, can I have my money back, please?
No one pays for this, okay? This is purgatory. We are here until we can leave.
Ding, 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 ding. Perfect. Okay, next. This is a little story. I think this one, what year is this from? This might have been 2017.
Okay.
This one is called Porn in the State House.
Mm. Okay.
I won't say his name because I don't know if he has to be known for this forever, but a state rep was only trying to do his homework when he came to a hearing with a screen grab from his computer of a Wikipedia entry for testimony on his automobile crash protection bill. Except, oops, some of the tabs visible on the screen grab were for porn sites. He apologized, saying he'd let someone else use his computer. I am not a pervert, he said. I made a big mistake trusting too much in people.
I gotta ask. Uh-huh. If someone sees some porn tabs on my computer, my first response is not going to be, I am not a pervert, unless the names of those tabs are like some weird, wild shit. Like, because there's nothing perverted about porn on its face.
Unless.
Unless it's not, it's all about on its face. There's a joke there about being on its face.
Sure.
I don't want to figure it out.
I mostly, after hearing this article, I mostly feel dumb because my whole boring life, I've been drinking regular tab. And there's been porn tab the whole time?
Yeah, it's not as good as you think. But also, like, I gotta say, any porn tab that's open, there's no name, like, oh.
Oh, I'm just raising my hand. I'm sorry. Just call on me whenever we're ready.
Okay, great. I will. There's no, like, name of a porn video that sounds normal. And if it does sound too normal, it sounds weird. Like, there's no, like, tab that can come up and be like, very normal sex. Very boring normal sex. You'd be like, ooh, why? Why does it have to be so boring and so normal? Like, the only thing that would seem non-pervy, I think, in a tab would be like sex. Like porn.com. In the search
guy,
of sex.
Guy gets fucked till he falls in love. JPC has JPC has his hand raised.
Yeah, JPC.
Oh, yeah. Adel, I would just say that you're going to want to try porn squirt.
Okay. Everybody let it...
Just from earlier.
And okay. You're going to want to try 6.5 up.
69 up. Aaron, this article is from when?
I think 2017. Give me a second.
2017. Okay, no, that's fine. My porn calendar is very well tuned. Now, 2017 was the start of the stepmom craze. And so every porn just had the word stepmom thrown in. Now, this guy's tab, it probably said stepmom.
Have you tried porn cream soda? Give me a couple more minutes and then I'll have more.
It's cream soda for her pleasure.
Porn cream soda.
Have you tried Surge? Porn Surge?
Mountain Spew. Oh, what else?
I think they tried a porn surge in Iraq.
Porn Crush.
And I don't think it went well.
Porn
Crush. Who's your porn crush?
Dr. Duher. Oh, what else? Oh, boy. Pepsi.
Stepsi.
What else? Mm-hmm. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a teacher in grade school. JPC, you just gave a presentation on fucking Mark Twain or something, and there's a little content in your presentation that was unbefitting for the sort of school conduct.
Okay, before we start, I'd just like to say porn code red. Thank you.
Porn LaCroix.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. Please take a seat.
Yeah. You want to talk about my presentation? There was, I thought it went well. I mean, I thought people seemed to respond to it.
Too much, actually.
Can I ask? Because I'm so confused. Because I just wanted to be. I wanted to be a showman. You know. Mm. Was it the content of my presentation, or was it that I was doing the magic mic dance?
It was the magic mic dance. It made
why?
I'm gonna be honest.
That's a popular dance.
It made everyone so horny that we had to hose down the entire school after it happened.
Okay,
everyone was just so horny that we had to get a big old hose from the fire department and
Miss Lindor, I still can't get up from my seat, and I would like a bigger book to put on my lap.
This is disgusting, and I won't respond to it. Spray.
Here's the thing. I worked...
Ocean spray porn.
I worked so dang hard on getting all the steps and the choreography to that magic mic dance. Not so hard on the presentation. That I kind of winged at the last minute. But, you know, I feel like I'm struggling here. I'm a student. I should be rewarded for my hard work.
I got to be honest. No one knows what your presentation was about. Everyone was put under a spell by how horny your magic mic
was. It was about Huckle's Merry Frame, which is, I believe, a book I barely Wikipedia'd. Like I said, the presentation was not really the focus. The content was not the focus of the presentation.
Miss Lindor, I just Googled Huckle Mary's trim, and you don't want to see the video.
I'm going to hose you down again. Stop.
This school should
it's
have
making
better,
me hornier.
Oh, my God.
We should have bigger hoses and better cybersecurities, especially for Glenn. Glenn, what have you got yourself into?
Well, speaking of getting yourself into, you caused this horniness pandemic, and you need to fix it. You need to... What's the opposite of a magic mic dance? What's going to cool people off?
Jamiroquai's dance from that video.
Do it. Do it now.
What's it called? It's something insanity?
Virtual.
Virtual insanity?
All right, do it. Do it now.
Can I borrow your big like feathery hat?
You think this is going to make people less horny?
It might.
Oh, is that why I have not been doing well on dates? Sure.
Yeah, you dress just like Jamiroquai. You've got like Adidas pants and a big hat.
Miss Lindor, you got one of those hats that looks like you won it at the fair for popping three balloons, or that you traded up three 8x8 mirrors with Guns N' Roses on top of it.
Okay, right. Stop following me after school.
All right, let me see if this helps. I put on the hat. Okay. And I'm dancing on the wall, and I'm slithering around, and I'm moving up
Futures
to this side, and
made
I'm doing
of
original. It's working. It's working. Everyone's coming back.
Okay. In summation, Huckleberry Finn, he got into some trouble, didn't he, boys?
Oh, he did it! The perfect presentation.
I want to whitewash a fence.
Oh, God, he's horny again.
Let's see.
Perfect. Excellent.
So this guy who had the porn tabs, I don't know. I mean, 2017, I guess it's like it's a work computer, so it's really like you're never supposed to. If it's his personal computer, and he's not
said,
like.
I let too many other people use it, and I shouldn't have trusted so many people. That's ridiculous. Dude, that's your porn.
Hey, just, can you imagine?
Here's what I like to do.
Can you imagine borrowing a state rep's computer to jerk off?
Oh, he was lying, for sure. This is why I always keep my all screens off, and I just sit down with a pad of paper, and I draw the sexiest fucking thing I can think of, and then I jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Old timey, very good.
Yeah,
and usually it's like
I light a candle.
Usually it's like a fresh berry or a sunset through the woods.
You're always humming like.
Yeah, once you finish to a sunset through the woods, then nothing else compares. All right. So this headline made me laugh when I read it. So the house that inspired The Conjuring, which is in Rhode Island, has two fearless new owners. They say it's still haunted.
Okay, I want to see a scene.
No shit, idiots.
I want to see a scene. GPC and Aaron, you are a married couple that just bought this house, and this is like your first day living in the house. You've set up most of your stuff. It is unbelievably haunted, but you just don't care. You're over it, and you're just tough as nails.
Honey?
Oh, Beth, are you calling me?
Yeah, I'm calling you. Is there blood on the wall?
It is not. I'm sorry. I would have come immediately, honey. There's someone who looks exactly like you, but they have no face and everything's backwards, and they have been screaming at me all day. But it's you. No, that is
out.
Yes, we're going to watch it at 7:30, but we have 2 hours until movie night starts. Oh, my God. So impatient. No, that is not my blood on the wall. I don't know whose blood that is. Do you want me to clean that up?
No, or? I got it. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for yelling at you. I know moving is stressful. Unpacking is stressful. We're missing a couple boxes.
Honey, I am not mad at you. I want to watch Get Out with you tonight and have... Okay. Hold on. I'm going to get the shop back. Okay. I kid you not. I've cleaned up so many of these today. I don't know what it is. I've cleaned up so many of these today. The previous owners were absolute slobs.
When we moved, like when we were like touring the house, do you remember like all of the faucets like not working? Because like I've been trying to use the faucets today and they scream like a young orphan from the turn of the century when I turned them on.
I did not notice that. Here, let me try turning this one on.
Please, Sam, I have some more.
Oh yeah, okay. Right? I don't know. I mean, I can take a look. I can take a look under the sink, or I can. Let me just.
No,
pop
I don't want to add more.
No, like, no. It's. I'm already here. I'm already here. Let me pop this open.
Your mother sucks dick in hell.
Okay, well, babe, you know what? Let's just get to that later. That seems like a plumber problem.
Yeah,
also, have you seen the attic? I was like, this will be good for storage, and I went up there, and you should just look for yourself.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we're in the upstairs, so let me just pull down the attic. Okay, coming up into the attic.
Welcome to this gateway to hell.
Oh, my God. Honey.
Do you think, like, bleach for that? Like, or, like, just, like, a sort of, like, Myers lemon spray will get that out?
I'm going to kill those movers. Did we not say gateway to hell goes in the basement?
No
And they've got it up
way.
Here in the attic.
No way!
I'm not
going to
need this till Halloween. God.
Well, the good news is, honey, they're all dead on the lawn. I think I see them all. They're all dead in the lawn. So
well,
you know what? That's our one-star review
for dead people.
See.
Oh God. Would you guys ever buy a house that's famously haunted?
Absolutely. I feel like if I know if a house is like purportedly haunted, I almost am more likely to buy it.
It's like you were like, would you ever hang out with someone who has a really bad energy? And you were like, absolutely. That would be my best friend in the world.
Almost exclusively. Let like, my life be hard.
I think it's just fun.
Is it a good deal on the house? Is my first question. Is it in my price range?
Well, typically, like the Amityville house, I think sat on the market for like 20 years, right? So to me, it's a thing of like, I don't necessarily believe in, I love supernatural stuff. I love ghost stories. I love haunted tours and all that jazz. I don't know how much I believe in it, but I think it's just such a fun story because typically, you know, most people who own an old house are like, I think my house is haunted, but there's no story to it. They just want that label. So if there's a house where it's like, here's a specific thing that happened or here's specific things that were reported, I think that's way more fun to have as like a story versus just saying your house is haunted because you want attention.
Here's my thing with this. Would I live in a haunted house? The answer is, it depends. What kind of ghosts are purportedly in the house? Are we talking kids' ghosts? Or kids K-I-L'd there? You know? I don't want to say it. If that is the case...
You don't know how to spell it.
If that is the case... Don't know how to say it. Don't know how to spell it. No, I'm out. Is it adult ghosts? That is fine with me. I'm okay with that. I do not want to see any little kids going, come out and play. No, thank you.
I feel like the best case scenario is teenage ghosts because they're just going to stay in their room.
They're apathetic.
they're just in their room.
They just want to be left alone. They're going to close the door.
I would never buy one because if theater teachers are correct, energy never leaves the space. So
that's a sentence nobody said before.
Theater teachers are always like, every show that's been in this theater is still bouncing about this space. And then I go, okay, that means any murder that's ever happened in a room is currently still happening in that room.
I would never buy that house because as theater teachers say, a show is never ready to go on. It's just time.
Oh my God. Theater teachers do say that.
The world's a ghost. Shakespeare.
As theater teachers say, rehearsal's over at 7. Make sure you have your parents pick you up. You can't stay at school later than that.
Stop calling me mom.
Do every performance as if it's your last show of your senior year. Shut up. All right, next one. This is a nickname I didn't know. Rhode Island had Little Rhodey.
Oh, yikes. No, that's that feels like a nickname that like Led Zeppelin would have on their tour or something.
Yeah, it's also what I call my vagina.
Little Rhodey.
Come on, Little Rhodey, let's hit the road. All right, Little Rhodey.
Little Rhodey, he's 5'4", but he's a wizard with those cords.
That would definitely hurt that guy's feelings.
Absolutely.
Like, I do a lot for you guys.
I think Lil Rhodey would own it. I think Rhodeys are some of the weirdest people that exist. And I think any nickname that a Rhodey gets, they're
weirder
like, that's
than
me.
Theater teachers?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm tuning a guitar that's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. For those who can't do Rhodey.
No, they have tons of skills. They can carry really big black boxes. They can plug in plugs that no one knows where they go.
Dude, I Rhodeys are honestly like the people that are like setting up pretty concerts are sometimes some of the most fucking interesting people to watch because like there are some of them that take their job so seriously and you know, it's a technical job and things have to be correct or the band doesn't play, but they're always doing that like 20 minutes before the concert starts where everyone's just like filtering in and like looking at the stage. Watching them work is fucking phenomenal. I was at what was that show? It was at, what's the place in Wrigleyville, Adel, where you and I saw the Pixies?
Oh, that was the Metro.
Metro. It was at the Metro, and there was a roadie who had a like janitor level of keys. You know what I'm talking about? Like one of those enormous rings of keys. But he was a roadie, and I'm like, what are all these fucking keys for? Like, does every one of these box lock with like a different? It was a janitor's ring of keys. Like he had a key to every dungeon in the school, and he was hopping around and going so fast, and those keys were jangling like crazy.
Wait, your school had multiple dungeons?
I would take
Jealous,
Catholic school.
Rich.
Yeah, Catholic.
Oh, Catholic school. I see. Yeah. Little Rhodey holds the title of biggest pumpkin on record. The smallest state wins the national title just about every year. They're constantly winning Biggest Pumpkin. Just sort of like how that roadie won Biggest Ring of Keys.
Just like that.
Was it like three men in a pumpkin outfit who like sat on a stage to be judged?
Oh, yeah. That's what the controversy was. It was three men in a pumpkin outfit. I'd like to see a scene.
Sure.
We are three men in a pumpkin outfit and we're trying to stay still so we can win the competition, but it's hard because we're getting like claustrophobic and wanting to fight each other.
Fuck, they're only on berries? It's alphabetical, so Gorge is going to be like fifth or sixth.
Mark. Your elbow is in my neck, Mark.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
Call Rhode Island Mark or Rim.
Mark, ew. We are so mad at you. We are so mad at you. You didn't read the email. The email said we should all wear clothes in addition to the pumpkin costume, okay? It is so uncool of you.
Your naked elbow is in my neck.
Fine. I'm sorry that I'm naked and sweaty. Let me open my pickle juice.
No.
Mark. Damn it.
Please.
The pickle juice is all over the inside of this pumpkin. Okay, we have to be quiet. If we want this to work like it's worked every year for the past 100 years, we have to be quiet.
Do you think
I'm the issue, Todd? You think I'm the issue? Or is it pickle smelly naked Mark?
Okay, pickle smelly naked Mark is your husband.
Oh, that catches on? That's the name that sticks? Picking naked smelly Mark? That's actually
pretty
catchy.
He's only my husband because you keep rejecting me, Todd.
It sucks to sit between this.
Mark, your elbow's in my neck.
Get your betweenus off of my leg, Mark.
Coming up next, we're going to judge cucumbers.
Fuck
God
me.
Damn it.
Todd,
so
you love me
away.
Or no? Are you in or no? I'm tired of this back and forth.
Lim, I love you. As I have said, I just can't commit. I'm in a weird place right now for me.
And sweetie, I don't want to be alone, so now
sweetie,
I'm stuck with fucking Mark. What
the fuck? Please cheat on me when I'm not in the pumpkin with
okay.
you.
Okay, you wish... You think I don't want that? This is my only chance to be with Todd every year, asshole. Naked fucking smelly pickle Mark. Fucking fuck you.
And Mark, what the fuck are you doing fucking around with either one of us? You're the fucking most attractive man in all of Rhode Island, so you're like a 7. What are you doing?
I can't do this anymore.
No, Mark!
It's us. We're three people inside this pumpkin. We've fooled you time and again, but the pickle juice... Oh, was that four takes Deborah?
Yeah, we're four Deborahs, and we all agree on everything. Most of the time.
We can't
She's
take
joking.
It anymore.
That's sassy Deborah.
We can't take it anymore either. We are two brothers inside of this cucumber.
And we can't take it anymore either. We're a family of five inside of this berry.
and we have to come clean, too. We're not the vegetable judge. We're 8 piles of grapes.
All right, so everyone's chill and we're just going to...
See.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. I tried to think of the
chill.
Name for, like, what do you call a bunch of grapes?
A bunch.
And it totally escaped my brain. What do you call it? Like a...
Is it a bunch of grapes?
Is it a bunch?
Yeah, right?
A bindle? A tuppence?
I thought it literally was a bunch of grapes.
A bundle. Oh, it's a bunch. No, it's a bunch.
A bunch?
It's a bunch.
A bindle of grapes. Is that a baby? No, these are my grapes. I swaddled them in clothing.
A murder of
all right.
grapes.
So, Rhode Island was home to the first set of sideburns. Former Governor Ambrose Burnside
really scraping the bottom of
set
the barrel
the trend
here.
In motion in the 1800s. His name was Ambrose Burnside. I'd like to see a scene. You guys are old-timey men from the 1800s. Adel, you're a barber, and JBC, you're Ambrose Burnside, and you're getting a haircut and sort of like we discover sideburns for the first time. You're trying to get a cool haircut, and that's what you end up with.
Okay, just pop a seat right here, and let's try and get you all tucked away.
So what are we looking for today? You want
okay, yes.
Do you want your hair styled like Tommy
let's
Buffon?
Let's not touch the hair
okay.
today, Calvin. You know, I think I want to try something new. Are you
Ooh,
feeling
something
adventurous?
New. I am. Maybe something like that Salvador Dali's mustache or... what else? Maybe sort of a soul patch, something like that?
I like those styles, Calvin, and you do well with those styles. And I love what you've done to Mr. Dali. But I want something new, something fresh, something unique, something me.
Okay, something you and a friend. I feel like I don't even know your last name. I just know you as Admiral.
Well, it's... I mostly come in here and everybody calls me the Admiral or Skipper or Ambi or Ambidextrous or Ambrose. But my last name is Burnsides.
Burnsides. Well, it's funny. I have that... What's that thing where you see everything backwards? Dyslexia. I have that.
Yes.
So when you said your name...
Never heard of that yet, but yes.
And we're also not making fun of it, just...
No, my sister has it. But I'm saying... when you said your name, what I heard was Sideburns. So let's just, whoop.
Wait, are you setting fire to that man's face?
I'm burning his
sides. Burn the sides of my face. That's an excellent idea. That'll be my own unique style. Go ahead, get it done.
Okay, let's just...
I'm going to call the fire department now because it takes them 6 days to get here and it's just a couple men in a wagon.
Okay, let's take a look. This looks fucking awful. I'm just going to grow my hair out to cover it up. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm definitely going to grow my hair out to cover it up. Don't need the middle part. Don't need the beard thing. Okay. No burns under that. Just hair on the sides.
Well, I'm afraid I'll still have to charge you. That'll be one penny and a kiss.
One penny? That's like $14,000.
When?
Oh man. Okay. So, you're not, and this is I think true for a lot of states. That's why we're at the bottom of the barrel here, Rhode Island. No, Rhode Island's lovely. Sorry.
Wait. What? Rhode Island's lovely?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm sorry, I've been operating under a completely different assumption. I've been trashing all of Rhode Island.
Just kidding,
episode.
They invented fucking coffee milk. They are the worst. No, they're lovely. You are not allowed to smile in your driver's license picture anymore. You always hope that your new driver's license photo won't make you look like a drug dealer. Sadly, it now seems an official requirement. Because of new facial recognition software, drivers are no longer allowed to smile for license photos in Rhode Island. The rules. Shoulders must be square. Facial expression is neutral. The mouth is closed. Maybe people will drive better knowing that if they're pulled over, their ID will make them look guilty.
What a fucking Rhode Island thing to do, which is to like stamp out joy and be like, hey, why? Like what probably happened is that somebody saw somebody else's, like two people were out to brunch. They saw somebody else's ID when they were carded. And they're like, they went home to their miserable family and they're like, Gloria was smiling in her driver's license. And then the husband was like, what? And flipped over the table. And then they were just like, never again. And then they petitioned the government and the government was like, yes, nobody should be happy. If one person is smiling in Rhode Island, we failed.
Oh, so you read the history of it.
Yes.
Yeah, you could have told me you already knew. Also, I would argue that a really smiley license picture is 10 times more terrifying. What if I looked like this? Wow, I was trying to look very nice and smiley.
Are you guys the type of people who would ever like try to make your license picture look good?
No.
No, because it's, I mean, no. I pull it out once a week, once a month.
I wore a tan sweater
monthly.
For my the day I got my driver's license, and I thought I wasn't going to pass, so I didn't wear anything to get photographed because I thought I would jinx it. So I wore something ugly, and I wore a light blue shirt, which is the same as the background cover, so they wouldn't let me wear it color, and then a tan sweater that's the same color as my skin. So in my license photo from when I was like 16 to 21, I looked full-blown naked, like... Not even like subtly naked. Like I looked like I was a completely naked person, and it was jarring. And people would always comment on it.
Why did you own that sweater?
Because it looked normal in real life.
Sorry, I pulled you over just to get another gander at that license.
Yuck!
Oh, mama, you just can't be real. You get bounced out of every bar that you're in. You're like, hey, look, can I offer you some advice? I'm a bouncer. I see a lot of these. If you want to get a fake. Make sure that you're closed in the picture because they don't let you take them naked.
I wanna
don't
see a scene.
Show me a porn picture.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you have gone in to get your license renewed. Mm-hmm. JPC, you're taking the picture. Aaron, for whatever reason, you can't stop smiling. So JPC, you're trying whatever tactics you can think of to get her to stop smiling.
okay, maybe. And I know this is, you're nervous, and sometimes that causes people to laugh.
I'm in love.
Okay.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Not right now. You're not. Right now, you're at the DMV. Nope. And you are getting your photo taken.
Let me twirl you.
Please do not touch me, ma'am. Don't step behind the blue line. You're gonna have to take the smile. You're gonna have to take the smile away. We can't have you take the picture with the smile.
Let's see if I can. Let me check in with how my day went. I'm in love, so no, I must smile. Dance with me, sir.
Ma'am, I hate to do this. I'm going to start sharing some personal details about my life.
I would love that. My heart is open to the world.
Are you familiar with the colorblind people that get the surgery so that they can see colors for the first time?
Sure.
I got that surgery and annihilated my sense of smell.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're still smiling, so I'm going to be...
You just reminded me of my love. He doesn't have a sense of smell either. I'm in love.
I am forced to share some more personal details.
Also, sir, the bright side is I just farted, and you didn't even have to smell it. Hooray!
I can taste it. I can only taste bad smells, and I can still taste it. So I do know that you farted.
Oh, so you're not totally, like, losing of that experience. I'm so happy for you.
So when I was 11, I had to go to have an operation because the doctors thought my appendix was about to burst, which it was. They accidentally switched my charts around. So instead, I got cosmetic calf surgery, which added an extra 2 inches to my height. Now I'm 11. I'm the shortest boy in school. I come in the next day, and I'm the tallest boy in school.
That's amazing.
No. Because now I'm a target. All the bullies think that I'm challenging to them. I spent that entire year of school getting the shit kicked out of me by bullies that were shorter than me for the entire year. And at the end of the year, the calf implants didn't take, and they had to pull them and my appendix out.
Oh, sorry. You just reminded me of my love. He's a bully.
I've seen. I love the idea that calf implants could make you taller.
Yeah, that doesn't make that much sense.
On my way to work today, a dog looked at me, made direct eye contact with me, and exploded.
My wife got a boob job, and now she's 6'11".
What is this show? What is this? Who have we become? Oh, that was amazing. Okay, officers investigated for making teens do push-ups. In North Providence, Rhode Island, 4 police officers are being investigated for making 5 boys do push-ups on the side of the street as punishment.
Does it say for what?
No.
Bad form.
Yeah. Not eating their vegetables?
Yeah. Bad form.
Did when you guys were in, I guess, grade school or high school, did you have, I'm assuming, Presidential Fitness Award? What is that called? Presidential Fitness Test?
I remember that. You have to do setups to a beep.
I don't think we ever did that because I went to Catholic school, and I think that schools had
different. Exempt.
Yeah, whatever for it. But yeah, we never had to do the Presidential Fitness Test. Was that the one we had to like climb a rope or something?
Yeah, it was like I did it in grade school, and it was like rope, push ups, sit ups, pull ups, and something else. It was just like a wild thing of like this feels like a whole. This whole setup feels like a way to like make the popular kids feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, it ended in 2012. It went from 1966 to 2012.
But it was such a weird thing of like, it just felt like a way for kids to show off who were already very athletic and very popular.
Yep.
I would like to see. I'd love to see Ronald Reagan's old ass pull himself down to the ground and give me 4 push-ups.
Well, 1. Well, 2. Well, 3.
Unsurprisingly, if you've seen me or met me in real life, I could only do 1 pull-up, and I was humiliated. So I was like, no matter how much pain I'm in for the rest of the test, I will pass. I will do a good job. And I was in agony, but I managed to do all the push-ups and sit-ups and fucking rope things. But that's my villain origin story, is that test.
JBC, I feel like you could do... I feel like you're built in a way that you could do a million pull-ups.
So that's funny because I obviously I never really did any like physical exercise. I was like a very much an indoor kid. And if you see pictures of me like in high school, it looks like I've like maybe escaped like someone's cabin. Like they're like, oh God, like should we get this child some food? You could just see every one of my ribs. Like I was not the healthiest of boy, but I didn't weigh very much, and I never exercised. And then one day I was maybe like 17 or 18, and there was like a bar that we would like hang clothes up in theater. Like you would like hang like all the shirts and all the costumes for everyone who's in the cast. And someone was doing a pull up on that bar, and I was like, I'll try a pull up. And then I was like, oh, you can just do like a million of these. Like these are easy as hell to do.
It's like Pringles.
And people were like, whoa, you could do like a lot of pull ups. Do you do like a lot of pull ups? I was like, I've never done these before. These are fun.
Up and down and up and down.
And up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Let's do something else now. And people were like, oh, Jesus.
That's crazy.
That could also be the audio from the first time you had sex. Up and down and up and down and up and down. Let's do something else.
That was easy. Too easy. Let's move on.
That was easy. You're easy. You're going to get a reputation.
Oh, Jesus. Up and down and up and down.
Well done. Like pull-ups and push-ups are things that I'm like, oh yeah, I can do those because that's just like body weight. And I've got the body weight of a little bird.
A hollow bird.
A hollow bird.
Don't undersell yourself.
I want to see a scene. This is in 2012. This is on the tail end of the presidential fitness test. JPC, you are climbing a rope with a bell at the top. If you hit the bell, that signifies the test takers that you have achieved the goal. Mm-hmm. You have 3 minutes to do this. And Aaron, you are the bell at the top, either encouraging or discouraging this young boy.
Come on, Jeff, you can do this. You can do this. You trained, you practiced. You can get that bell.
Just go back down.
I'm sorry?
Remember Kyle? You know Kyle down there?
Yeah, hey. Kyle. He's the coolest kid. He dabs all day.
He got up here fast, and I like already gave him my number.
Hey, Bill. Talk to you later.
See you soon. How fast? We have 3 minutes. How fast?
He got up here in like 2:15.
2:15. Shit, Jeff. What's your best time? Okay.
2:15. I got up in it.
Block him out. All right, yeah. Never mind.
You didn't know about him?
Ew, what? What the fuck? Is he not cool?
Well, no, he is, but like this is what cool is.
Ew, fuck, for real? He brought me like a rose and was like, for you, my sweet.
Why are the two of you shitting on me in every scene?
You can hear us?
He does that. That's his whole charm, but his personality is like a blank zero, whereas people tell me I'm actually like very funny and sweet.
Oh, do they?
Just drink some of this pickle juice.
That's what people say.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah.
Plus?
Well, tell him that he started the pattern of being the pickle juice guy at the beginning of the episode, and that this show sort of is two against one all the time, no matter what the combination is.
I don't talk to him for that long. Plus, between you and me, I think I have the skills to freaking ring your bell.
Ew, can you just go?
Sexually.
Go.
I'm coming.
Did you have to ring a bell at the top?
I don't think, from what I remember, there was a bell at the top, and that just helps people know, like, you did it. Because I think you can't, otherwise some people go almost all the way up and then come back down. And so I think the bell was just, like, signifying you hit a certain height, right?
Maybe I didn't remember the bell because I didn't get all the way up.
Maybe my school had a bell because it was full of fucking liars.
I don't think I ever did the rope thing. I don't remember this at all.
Oh yeah, you went to Liar Academy, right, Adam?
Yeah, lie you.
Wait, are you lying?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you went to UI.
I went to Harvard.
U of Lie.
U of Lie.
U of Lie.
What is it? U of Lie at Urbane Champagne, or whatever the fuck everyone in Chicago.
Champagne Urbana.
The way I said it is much funnier. Urbane Champagne.
I teach at University of Illinois Chicago.
What's it like?
It's fun. This year was weird because it was all online, but it's typically fun.
Yeah, and you teach like improv, right?
Yeah, they brought me in because they have a theater department that had no improv portion. And so the head of the theater program, who's an amazing actor at Steppenwolf, he reached out to Dave Pasquese, who's also an amazing actor at Steppenwolf, and said, do you know anyone who would be willing to create and teach an improv program? And then Dave Pasquese called me, and I was terrified that I had done something to upset him, because I'm terrified of Dave Pasquese. And then it turned out to be something fun and cool.
That's cool. And you make your kids do El Presidente's physical improv.
Yeah, you make them like climb up ropes and do pull-ups, right?
No. Sorry. I make them sing Weezer's song El Scorcho.
And do you say things like, a performance never really leaves a space?
I say all the bad improv you did last week is bouncing off the walls.
of your Zoom apartment or home or wherever you
are. You'll never escape it. I have one last tidbit about Rhode Island.
Hmm.
Hey, Adel, I have one question about the not specifics of yes. the students in your improv classes, but it's all like improv. I guess this last session was improv over Zoom.
Yes.
When they were introducing the gun into the scene, did they have to get right up on the mic with the gun? Did they say blam blam? Or like, was it hard for people to recognize that there was a gun entering the scene?
I just told them, always assume everyone has two guns.
And how do you do a walk-on? Do you go to that person's apartment and scare the shit out of them and walk onto their scene?
I told them we can't.
You leave frame, come back.
I said, since we can't physically tap someone out or walk on, that to indicate a tag out or a walk-on, you should scream as loud as possible for 20 seconds.
Yeah, scream like an orphan from the turn of the century.
I have video of the improv I can send you if you want to watch it.
Okay, yep. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at a video. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a screenshot of a video. Oh, I'm sorry. Adel just sent me a screenshot of a video. There are several other tabs open.
Uh-oh, what are they?
Oh, no.
Okay, so what is a porn cream soda?
porn ginger ale.
Porn diet Sprite. Oh, I think he was Googling it. He didn't understand how to play this game.
Your tacos. Would you like those with flour tortillas or porn?
Oh, nice. I'll take the porn tortillas. all right, the last little tidbit about Rhode Island. This was horrifying to me.
Uh-oh.
But again, Rhode Island is a great state. Check it out if you want to.
Check it out. We're plugging Rhode Island.
It has its own variety of
you have
chowder.
To see Rhode Island in a pandemic.
Here's something, and Aaron, I'm going to let you finish. I do want to say something.
New Hampshire is the greatest state of all time.
Bah, 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 bah. I do want to say something. If we get more than 100 emails from people who can authenticate that they live in Rhode Island, they can maybe show us their driver's license picture so we can verify. A piece of mail. If we get over 100 people verifying they live in Rhode Island, we will come do a show in Rhode Island.
Please, oh my God,
guys,
I totally would.
On fucking Main Street.
I cannot stress this enough. I have to read the emails. Do not send any emails.
So send over those emails.
But it can't be a joke.
So I think there's a delay.
If you're listening, don't jokingly be like, yeah, I'm from Rhode Island because I want to be a part of this
no,
bit.
We
no,
we hate jokes.
You have to, as you can tell, we hate humor. So if you're from Rhode Island, if we have over 100 listeners there, I have to say we're going to do a show in Providence.
So here's the caveat to that. Since we can't actually travel to that, we will do a private Zoom show for 100 people in Rhode Island.
That I honestly think we should do that.
That will happen. We will just do that.
And we'll do the show for 1 second per person. So if it's 100 people, we'll do a 100-second show.
No, we'll do a full 40 minutes.
Adel almost said it wrong, like the 717 thing, where it's like, we will do a 100-minute show.
Okay. So this is the last tidbit.
Okay.
It has its own variety of clam chowder. Whereas New England clam chowder is creamy and Manhattan clam chowder is tomatoey, Rhode Island clam chowder has a clear broth, making it the most clamtastic of the bunch.
Wolf. Wolf fucking wolf.
Yeah,
clear chowder?
You know what they say, clear is synonymous with flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Who made this chowder? Ben Stein?
Yep, completely clear chowder, and they have the house from The Conjuring. What doesn't Rhode Island have?
Rhode Island!
So thank you so much, guys, for participating in this episode. I love doing the research on these because it's just fun to learn a little bit about how weird every single state is. Every state is absolutely wild. Comment which state you want me to do next. Have it be definitely a state you think has weird.
I'm working this out in my head. And I think what I want to say here is clear chowder, coffee milk, can't poop. That's like a Friday Night Lights thing.
JBC, grab a pen. Grab a pen. Maybe workshop that. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, Adelaide, just signed up for your pen writing workshop. So I can't wait.
assume you have a gun.
Well, thanks, guys. This has been a blast. Can't wait to do. What do you think state people are going to vote for?
Shrimp.
All right.
Hawaii.
Neptune. Bye.
I think they're going to vote for shrimp. That personally.
Was Clue Crew. So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.